A few brave senators took on the entire Canberra establishment and bothered to get pharmaceutical company executives from Pfizer and others in front of a committee hearing to ask them some questions.
Given that, according to the Pfizer non-clinical report, there was no carcinogenic tests, no genotoxicity tests, no immunotoxicity tests, no iteration studies, interaction studies with other medicines, no longitudinal studies, and I note that in regards to pregnancy and lactation, that studies were conducted on rats, how can Pfizer say that the vaccine was unequivocally safe without qualifying any risks around the vaccine?
Senator, I don't have that report in front of me, so I'm afraid I can't talk to that. What I can say is that the TGA is one of the world's leading regulators.
That certain risks were not analysed, and you never highlighted those risks when the vaccine was rolled out.
That's Queensland Senator Gerard Rennick. He's a member of the Liberal National Party of Queensland and sits with the Liberal Party in federal parliament. Last month at the LNP annual convention in Brisbane, Rennick lost pre-selection for the third position on the LNP's Senate ticket for Queensland for the next federal election. That basically means he can't win again and he won't be in the Senate after the next election. His work on fighting to get to the truth behind COVID has been legendary and necessary. This week, he again joined a couple of other Liberal, National, One Nation and UAP senators to support a motion in the Senate demanding a royal commission into the handling of COVID.
I too support this motion and believe that we need a royal commission into COVID. I'd also like a Senate inquiry into COVID as well, because there are a number of issues that need to be addressed in this, and first of all is the origins of COVID itself. So we need to look at that as well, whether or not coronavirus was deliberately made. Was there a deliberate cover-up? We then need to look at the diagnostic tool, the PCR testing. We also then need to look at what World Health Organisation told national health authorities to code everything that came back with a positive, every death that came back with a positive COVID test, to actually COVID and not some other form of disease. We also need to look at the role of the media and in particular the way they've ramped up the fear-mongering in regards to COVID. We need to look at the censorship that was involved with COVID. Anyone that questioned the narrative of COVID was censored. That's not the way science is conducted. Science should always be open to scrutiny. So we need to look at the censorship there. We need to look at the role the state premiers played with their daily press conferences. Who can remember the Queensland Premier with her classic statement, "There's COVID in the sewerage. Be scared, everybody." That sort of insanity needs to stop and cannot be allowed to ever happen again.
South Australian Senator Alec Antic of the Liberal Party also spoke in favour of a COVID Royal Commission in the Senate this week.
In 2020 and 2021, anyone who questioned or criticised the lockdowns in this country was called an anti-vaxxer and a threat to public health. But I mean, I've noticed since those days that there are members of the public, members of parliament, media commentators, many of them over here, by the way, who Senator Rennick did now seek to duck and weave and have forgotten all about that. They've gone rather quiet on the subject. Job losses, through tragic suicides, divorces, increase in health problems, they've all become more evident. And the time will come when every single aspect of the COVID narrative, including the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, staying 1.5 metres apart, remember that? It's a matter of urgency. It's in a matter of urgency that we examine now why, as Senator Canavan said, Australia's excess death rates are increasing after the pandemic. This is all after everyone got their safe and effective vaccines. Remember, they were safe and effective, but no one wants to ask what's causing the excess death rate.
Does Pfizer understand why the vaccine causes myocarditis and pericarditis? And if not, how then can it guarantee that it's not also injuring other organs? And can you explain the process why the vaccine causes myocarditis and pericarditis?
I'll take that, Dr. Hewitt.
Sure.
Based on our clinical trials and pharmacovigilance data, as well as real-world evidence following the distribution now of billions of doses of vaccine, we retain confidence, strong confidence, in the safety profile of the vaccine.
Sorry, Chair, point of order. I've asked, do you understand why it causes, I know that it's a low risk, I'm asking, do you understand why it causes myocarditis? I want you to explain to me why it causes myocarditis. Do you understand why it causes myocarditis?
Pfizer is aware of very rare reports of myocarditis and pericarditis that have been temporarily associated with vaccination.
Well, that's still ongoing for some people.
According to public health experts and regulatory authorities around the globe, the number of reports of myocarditis remains small.
I'm not referring to the number of reports. I want you to explain to me the mechanism of how the vaccine causes myocarditis. Do you or do you not understand the mechanism of why the vaccine causes myocarditis? It looks to me like you don't. And if you don't understand it, why are you saying the vaccine is safe without qualifying the risks?
All the COVID-19 vaccines have been approved via our provisional registration pathway, which enables earlier access to promising new medicines while data on longer-term efficacy and safety are still being gathered. I think it's important
What was that last bit?
While data on longer-term efficacy and safety are still being gathered.
So you provisionally approved them, and now you're collecting the data?
Basically, Senator Roberts asked simply, what was the process for approving the vaccine originally? He got the answer that it was approved according to the provisional registration pathway, but no explanation whatsoever of what that pathway involves. This is what bureaucrats do. You ask them, how did you decide to implement these new rules? Oh, we used our new rule implementation pathway. Wow. Okay, question answered.